Luke, it's the first time you face these guys with Case Keenum on the field. So what do you see from him?
He's playing really well right now. They've got guys on the team that can get open and can run the ball. I think they're really good up front, and I think the three guys, Kyle, I've played against Kyle since I was in high school. We played against Thielen and Diggs last year, and those two guys are really good. Diggs is real explosive, so is Thielen. Thielen's had a bunch of big catches for him for long yardage. He runs outside, inside, in the slot at three. Those guys can do it all, so they're playing really well, and I think they got a good running back combination. They got a, you know, I think McKinnon, you know, is playing really well. He's good. He's good in space. He's good in between the tackles and Latavius. We played against him last year in Oakland. He's a big physical guy that can run. He's and they're good. I mean, that's the one thing I think that people kind of don't give them enough credit for is obviously they're really good on defense, but they've been scoring a lot of points, and there's a reason for that. I think Case is a big part of it. He's playing with a lot of confidence. I think he can extend plays, and he's not one of those guys that just sits back there and sits on a spot and throws it. He's one of the guys that can scramble around, create space, create opportunity, and he's made a couple plays that kind of like Cam and stuff that Russell Wilson's done against us where you think the play is over, but he just throws it and his guy makes a play on it. So we got a lot to worry about this week, and we know we got our work cut out for us.
You guys are a fundamentally sound and veteran group. What's the work week been like after kind of, you know, some miscues last week?
It's good. I think it helps guys understand that we need to continue to work every week, and the players and the coaches take a lot of pride in our defense and making sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. And I think the first few days of this week have been good. You know, obviously each day is a building block towards Sunday, and I think we've put a couple good ones down.
What's been the mindset of this team knowing that these next 3 out of 4 games are here at home and they're going to be important?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're in a good spot. I think when you look at a schedule in the beginning of the year, you know, you always look at the schedule in quarters. In that last quarter during December, you'd like to have as many home games as possible. And like you said, we have 3 out of 4 back here in front of the home crowd, and they give us good energy. They're going to be excited for us. These games are all NFC games, and they have big implications on them. So, you know, we're excited to be at home. I love playing at home. I love the field. I love the stadium, and I love the fans all in there giving us some juice. So we're excited to be back.
Devin says he loves playing in the cold. I mean, he's from Detroit. Even as a receiver, he likes it.
I don't know if you approach to it. I just want it to be just pleasant. If it's going to be cold, it'll be cold. But if it's like 60 degrees and sunny and blue and no rain, that's perfect for me. I don't know if Funch really means that, if he likes playing in the cold or not. But obviously we'll play in whatever. But I'd like it to be 60, 65, nice, clear, and blue, no rain. So I don't know if I'd want to go play a cold game.
Just the type of game that, you know, this could be with the two defenses.
Yeah.
And you saw what happened in Atlanta. I mean, you guys seem like a group that's ready for that kind of battle.
Yeah, we're excited. And, you know, you get excited for games like these, a team that's a big physical run team that has guys in the edge that can make plays and a quarterback that can extend them. And we know they're going to try to run the ball. They've been running the ball really well. Those two guys do a great job. They're a good mix-up or change-up from each other. And you got to know who's in the game one, because they both have different running styles and do different things better than the other. And but we're excited. It's a good matchup for us. We're excited. We think we have a good defense. They definitely have a good defense, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
What's your kind of most memorable game with Kyle from growing up?
Oh, man. So in high school, we had a lot of success against Elder. In college, we didn't have a lot of success against Notre Dame, but I think it was probably that first Notre Dame game was cool because, you know, I was a freshman in college. I grew up watching Notre Dame, and we got to go play at Notre Dame at night. And, you know, Kyle was a big deal in high school. He was a really good player. He played football and basketball, and he was kind of the guy when we were growing up that everybody knew about. He's a 5-star guy going to Notre Dame. He made a ton of plays. So, you know, that Notre Dame game was cool, and we also played them a couple of times in my junior year when Kyle was a senior at St. X, in the playoffs once and then during the regular season. So those games were cool, but I think for me it was that first game at Notre Dame when I was a freshman at BC. We got to go to Notre Dame and play at night, and Kyle and I had a couple matchups during the game. But Kyle's a good dude. It's fun to play against him, and he's playing well again this year.